Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Well, you have your Bibles or your tablet with the Word of God on it. I hope you do. Can I ask a favor? When you come to church, bring the Word of God with you. Really, bring the Word of God with you. And I know we have these screens up here behind me and those out there, don't rely on those. Bring your Bible with you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And of course, now that everybody got cell phones and so forth, hopefully you've downloaded the Word of God down on your cell phone, and that way you have access to the Word of God all the time. Amen. Even if you're somewhere and God drops something in your spirit and drop a verse in your spirit, you can go right to it. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for those that have assembled here with us this morning. I thank you, Father God, for those that are watching the live stream this morning, those that are watching it live, and those that will be watching it later on. Father, I thank you, and I ask you to speak to all of our hearts here today, Father God. Speak to our hearts. Impart to us, Father God, what you want us to have here today. And I pray that everyone listening to me will have open ears to hear and an open heart to receive the living Word of God. Thank you, Father, for your anointing and call upon me to minister your Word. And Father, we give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to minister to this is the last Sunday of 2021, and so I want to minister some things to you for a moment or two here to take with you, really take it with you into next year. Okay, take it with you into next year. To some degree, I understand human nature. Primarily because I'm human myself. Amen. We have anybody in here this morning that's not human? I know that was a silly question, but it got your attention, didn't it? But yeah, primarily because I'm human myself, and so I understand to a large degree, really, human nature. I don't understand everything about human nature, but I certainly understand some things, and I understand that we have a tendency. To hold on to stuff. We have a tendency to hold on to things that's not good for us. Okay? We do. We have a tendency to hold on to things that are not good for us when we should release them and go free. Yeah. Yeah. When we should release them and go free. So here's the thing. All of us we live by time. If you don't believe it, how many of you have a watch on? Raise your hand. If you got a watch on, raise your hand. All right. If you have another method of telling time, let me see your hand, which could be your cell phone or whatever. But we're all very interested in time because we govern our lives by time. Amen. You know, someone might ask you, says, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that, you know. And sometime our response will be, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time. In other words, you're telling them, I don't have any space in time that I can allot to you. Because, first of all, time is precious. Time is valuable. Now, this is the last Sunday in December, which is December 26th. And did y'all have a good Christmas? Yeah. Wasn't it a blessing?
Yeah.
Now, notice I didn't ask you if you got everything you wanted. I don't know whether you did or not. But whether you did or not, Christmas was a blessing because we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now it's the day after Christmas. This is December 26th. And there was a December 26th, 2021. There was a December 26th, 2020. And there was a December 26, 2019. And we could go on and on. You see where I'm going here. Now, when I look in the mirror, a lot of times I think you're probably the same way. Now, maybe the men. I don't know. You ladies are good at covering up stuff. So, I'll just stick with the men. You know, some of you, how many of you ladies got some makeup for Christmas? Now I know somebody got some makeup. Thank you, Journey, for being honest. but the purpose of makeup is to cover up stuff you don't want seen. Am I telling the truth? If that weren't the truth, you wouldn't buy it. You would not spend your money on something if you weren't didn't want to, you know, cover something up. And so that's the purpose for makeup. I'm not knocking makeup. Makeup is a good thing. Amen. Makeup is a good thing, and I'll leave that right there. But it's a good thing. But now you don't find too many men that use makeup. Some do. I don't. But you don't find too many men that use makeup. And so when we look in the mirror year after year, we can see the differences. You just stay with me on this. We can see the difference. We can see the effect of time on our bodies. From one year to another, right? Amen. Now, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I had more hair than I have now. Now, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm just stating a fact. You know, I had more hair, and my wife is a witness to that. I had more hair than I have now. Why don't I have as much? It has to do with time. And the effect that time have on your body. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I still stand on the word of God. I'm believing God for a long life. Psalm 91, with long life. Say what? Yeah. With long life will he satisfy you and me and show us his salvation. So praise God. I mean, with time hanging around, we need to stand on the word of God. But my point in all this, and I'm just taking my time a little bit here, everything where we are now is affected by time. Amen. It's affected by time. And so there, we got to make sure that we make good use of our time. Yes, we do. We got to make sure that we make good use of our time. But here's the thing. Simply because we are human, sometimes we don't make good use of our time. Sometimes we make dumb, stupid decisions. Don't we? Sometimes we look back and say, why in the world did I do that? I mean, I can think of a ton of things that I've done and bad decisions that I've made. From buying cars I shouldn't have bought. You understand what I'm saying? Time is important. Now, having said all that, normally, you know, we live, you know, we divide time up into seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years. And we can go on and on and on. So time does help locate us, but time is important in our life. Now, 2021 was a space of time in each of our lives. Although 2021 still here right now, and New Year's Day is what, Saturday? So we got until midnight Friday night. Do I have that right? 2021 ends midnight Friday night. Glory to God. And I know some of you are thinking, man, I'd be glad. 2021 has been rough. But here's what I want you to do. Where there's circumstances, decisions, or whatever the case may be, let's just put 2021, once it's gone, in the past. Thank God for the blessings. Thank God for the victories. But let's not dwell on the failures. Let's not dwell on any wrong decision that we have made. You hear me? Let's leave it in the past. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon here is writing, and in chapter 3, verse 1, he says, to everything there is a season, a time, everybody say time. A time for every purpose under heaven. And then he goes on, for example, he says, a time to be born, a time to die, you know, and on and on and on. We won't read all that. But he's pointing out that there's, we all are living by time. So, with that in mind, And we'll come back to this, but Solomon was doing some reflection here in this book of Ecclesiastes. And we'll go back there in just a moment. But I want to talk to you right now. There's a song that they used to sing years ago, and I still hear it every now and then. I don't hear it too often anymore, but it's still a good song. And it says that God is a God of second chance. Matter of fact, we've sang it here. God is a God of a second chance. Aren't you glad about that? I said, aren't you glad about that? Regardless of your failures in the past, and it may go back into 2020, 2019, whatever, but regardless of your failures in the past, God has not given up on you. You can still move forward. Amen. Hallelujah. And if any of you need a subject, it's simply this: don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on your past sins. Maybe you messed up and you missed it, and this thing has just been eating at you. Go ahead and do what the Bible says. Confess it before God. Hopefully you already done that. You know, you confess it before God, you repent of it, and you move on. Standing on 1 John 1:9. Confess it. God forgives you for it, and you move on. That's the way life is supposed to be. Now that, you know, 1 John 9 is not a license to sin, because sin does have wages. Sin can cost you a lot, can't it? I say it can cost you a lot. Amen. Sin has cost folks their marriages, their husbands, their wives. You hear me? Sin is a nasty, dirty thing. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It is. And so we shouldn't play with it. Because it's gonna cost you something. But here's my point. If you have sinned, and I pray if you have, you've already talked to God about it, and y'all got it squared away. You've confessed it, God's forgiven you, and you're ready to move on. But if you have not, you need to do that. Because God is waiting on us to move on. You hear me? God's waiting on us to move on. Remember, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. Whatever blunders you make, he wants to keep it right before your eyes. He want to keep you looking at it all the time. And he want to tell you, how could you do that? How could you make that decision? How could you say that? So you want to keep it right before your eyes. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. The ever cleansing blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it will keep you from moving forward in the calling of God on your life. You hear me? It will hinder you unless you deal with it and then move on. Not only sins, but failures. Maybe you made a bad business decision and now you're suffering because of it. Well, you know what? It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. It's time to, if you need to apologize to someone, go ahead and do what you got to do, but it's time to move on. Tell somebody it's time to move on. Amen. It's time to move on. Maybe you're concerned because you didn't accomplish what you thought you should have. Maybe you didn't accomplish everything you planned to accomplish January 1st, 2021, and you're not there. Don't get caught in that trap. Move on. Move forward. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Here's the reason why. Turn to the book. Hold your place there in Ecclesiastes. But put your ribbon there or whatever. But I want you to turn to the book of Luke, the 9th chapter of Luke. Luke chapter 9. As a minister of the gospel, as your pastor, listen to me. I represent Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm called to preach to you the word of God. As a pastor, I'm called to shepherd you, to feed you the word of God, and to do the work of the ministry. One day when we all stand in his presence, I want to be able to look around and say, Jesus, these are the people that you assigned to me. Jesus, I preached your word to them. Lord, I was a good example to them, and on and on. In other words, I want to be able to present you to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, they listened to the word of God that I preached to them. They listened to your word as it was preached. They didn't get bogged down in something that the devil used to accuse them of. They didn't get bogged down. They released it, they let it go, and they moved on. Why? Well, Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Now, remember, let me tell you this. I've said it many, many times, and I'll say it many, many times again, should the Lord tarry. We have a short time left. I believe that. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. It is time for every soldier to be dressed, boots shine, pants pressed. When I was in the service, we had to get our pants pressed, and you had to be able to see that line going down there. Any of you soldiers know what I'm talking about? Amen. Have those shoes, those boots shine, you know, to the point where you can about brush your teeth out of them. They're so shiny. Listen to me. As a soldier, as an airman in my case, we were not allowed to be shabby. I was chewed out. I mean literally chewed out in a chow hall of about, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe 200 or 300 men in there. That's when I was in Texas in basic training. I thought I had did everything that I was supposed to do. Had my shoes shine, my fatigues was pressed, thought I was looking good, thought I was sharp. I was standing in the chow line, Bobby. The training instructor was walking, looking at everybody. He got to me. And he got right up in my face. I could smell his breath, and it did not smell good. And he said, "Airman, why didn't you shave?" I said, "I did shave, sir." Of course, I was at attention. "I did shave." He got a little closer. He did everything but kiss me. "You did not shave, Airman." "Yes, sir, I did, sir. But what I did, I shaved here." You have to understand, I was in my early 20s, very early 20s. And I had just a little bit, just not this gray stuff you're looking at now, but just a little bit of peach fuzz right up here. I had never shaved it, ever. I didn't think I had enough hair up there to shave it. But he made it plain. "The next time I see you, Airman, you better be shaved." "Sir." "Yes, sir." And for the first time in my life, I shaved my little mustache. And believe me, it was little. But you know what? It taught me something. Yeah, I want to tell y'all something. You know, I thank God for my time in the military because it taught me discipline. It wasn't easy, but I learned some things in the military. It taught me, I learned disciplines that I didn't have by being in the military. But you know what? There are disciplines we learn as being one of God's soldiers. We can't just do any and everything. Or we shouldn't, let me say it that way. Now, listen to what Jesus said. I'll just read one verse in Luke chapter 9. He says, "But Jesus told him, 'No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is what? Fit for the kingdom of God.'" If we have a whole bunch of weights weighting us down, we cannot do what God has called us to do in these last days. You're still here. God is calling us to move forward. You hear me? But get your boots shined. Get your pants pressed. Get your shirt pressed. Shave. Spiritually speaking. Get ready to march forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all still here? Am I preaching to you or am I entertaining you? Which is it? Well, glory to God. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Jesus said, if we put our hands to the plow and then we're looking back, we become unqualified. We can't do what God called us to do. Because we looking back. We're looking back at our failures. We're looking back at our sins. We're looking back at the mistakes we made, and sometimes we're looking back because we want to go back. Lord, I would walk with you. Lord, I would do this, but I got to do this, and I got to do that, you know, and I got to do this. Jesus says, we have that attitude, we become unfit for the kingdom of God. In other words, we are not in a position where God can use us. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all still with me? Sister Mildred, I want to be where God wants me, when he wants me there, doing what he wants me to do while I am there. That way, whoever I come across, I am ready to handle the situation. If you encounter the sick, you're ready to pray for them. If you encounter someone that's hurting, you have the word of God built up on the inside of you, and you are ready to give them a word in due time that's going to help them. God's calling his soldiers to be ready. Get ready. Get rid of all the stuff that's holding you back. Amen. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, real quick. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But listen to what the Apostle Paul, this is the attitude that he had. I won't read the whole thing, I just for the sake of time, but I'll read a couple of verses here. He says, brethren, this is verse 13. I'll just back it up, verse 12. He says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. Everybody say press on. But I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. What is that? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Paul had a lot of baggage in his past, including persecuting the Christians. Now, once Paul met Jesus on the Damascus Road and got saved and gave Jesus his life, you know, gave his life to Jesus Christ, Paul could have spent the rest of his time saying, oh, Lord, now I'm saved and I've joined those that I crucified. Oh, Jesus, how could I ever have done that? Oh, man, I don't know if I'll ever get over that. I don't know if I'll ever get beyond that. But you know, if he hadn't got beyond it, you wouldn't be reading his books. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God that we can be free of all the bondage and the weights of the past and all the mistakes that we've made, the bad decisions. God used this man because the man knew how to give his past to God. Put it under the blood and says, I've got to serve my God. See, that's the trick that the devil uses to slow us down and make us feel unworthy. Oh, I've had to deal with that. I'm sure you have too. If you live in this on this earth, you know, feel like I'm so unworthy. Because sometimes people tell you that, you know. People will let you know you can't do this, and you ain't smart enough for this, and you ain't smart enough. You know what I learned? Can I tell y'all a valuable lesson I learned? Oh, it set me free. I realized that there's so many things that I weren't smart enough to do. First of all, I recognized that. But then I got into the Word of God, and I found out that I could walk in the wisdom of God. I can walk in his smarts. I can be led by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that knows all things. The things that I don't know, but he knows. And the things that I don't know, he'll just drop them on the inside of me, in my spirit. He'll let me know what to do, when to do, how to do. There's a song, I think we sang it here a couple of times or so. I don't know the name of the song, but I guess it's "The Lord God Has the Last Say So." But that's when, you know, God always have the last word. See, people tell you you can't. Don't ever tell me I can't do anything. If I know in my heart God is telling me to do it. Oh, let me say that again, because I don't believe you heard me. Don't tell me I can't do anything. If God drops it in my spirit and tells me, son, this is what I want you to do, don't you tell me I can't do it, because I will prove you wrong. Not because I'm so smart, not because I'm so big and bad, but I trust in the one that gives the orders. If he said do it, he'll make a way. Where God guides, he will provide. It's when you start doing your own thing that you get in trouble. And then say, Lord, why you let me down? God said, I didn't let you down. I ain't tell you to do that to begin with. Amen. So let me finish. All right, verse 13, let me go back there. He said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Listen at this. You got to be able to do this. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14, he says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, therefore let us as many as are what? As what? Mature. Have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Amen. Can I help you with something? I'm gonna let you in on a great revelation. Great revelation. When you are following God, when you are following his word, and obeying his word, when you are following the Holy Spirit, God and you are a majority all the time. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. So I need to move on. So let me say this to you. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from them. And one of the first things we need to learn is not to make that mistake again. Amen. But you learn from your mistakes. And this year, every year, and we can even narrow it down to months if we want to, or weeks. But I'm going to say year, since we're coming up on a brand new year. But every year, we have an opportunity to improve. Amen. We have an opportunity to improve. But you got to stay focused. You're still holding your place there at Ecclesiastes. All right, well, we're not going there just yet. Go to Proverbs chapter 4, then we'll go back to Ecclesiastes. Proverbs chapter 4. In Proverbs chapter 4, remember I said determined to get focused, stay focused. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. And that's established in the Word of God. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. For this coming up year, let's get focused and let's get ourselves established. The Word of God is our foundation. Let me say that again. The Word of God is our foundation. Amen. Now, let's go back to Ecclesiastes. I'm getting ready to close in just a moment, but I want to read something to you. In Ecclesiastes, look at the first chapter this time. In the first chapter, verse 1, it says, "The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem." And I believe that's Solomon. And listen to what he says. "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher. "Vanity of vanities. All is vanity." Guys, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, put it on the screen. New Living Translation, please. Ecclesiastes 1:1, New Living Translation. This breaks it down a little bit for you. Excuse me. "These are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem." Verse 2. "Everything is meaningless." Wow. "Everything is meaningless, says the teacher. Completely meaningless." Okay. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1. Put that on the screen for me. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And I need to, let me make sure I got it right here. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Okay, I may have written down the wrong verse here. Did that ever happen to y'all? Okay, Ecclesiastes, let me go ahead and read it. "I said to myself, come on, let's try pleasure." This is where I want to go. "I said to myself, come on, let's try pleasure. Let's look for the good things in life. But I found that this too was meaningless." Anybody ever been there? Yeah. I think we all have at one point in time in our lives. Solomon is finding out that when you do things your way, things just don't turn out too well. It can look, you can have everything you want. You can have all the money you want. If you're a man, you can have all the women you want. If you're a woman, you can have all the men you want. You can have anything you want because you got enough money to buy it. But none of that stuff will bring you happiness. What Solomon's talking about here is worldly wisdom, worldly decisions, bad decisions, like we were talking about earlier. Bad decisions, bad judgments only leads to frustration. But we don't want to carry that frustration into 2022. Now, but that ain't all Solomon said. I mean, we're not going to leave it right there. Okay. We're not going to leave it on the negative side. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. How many of you know you need to learn from your mistakes? I told you that, didn't I? Learn from your mistakes. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And again, I'll just read it from the New Living Translation, Hebrews 12, 13, verse 13. Say again. Ecclesiastes. Did I say Hebrews? Oh, y'all forgive me for that. Yeah, well, just take that from the Lord, too. Go read Hebrews. Not right now, but read it from beginning to end. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I apologize for that. Now, Solomon had a lot to say. And how many of you know Solomon, he was known as a wise man, but he also made some very bad decisions. Especially when it came to relationships and women. Made some very bad decisions. And I'm sure those decisions bugged him. I think you can see that by reading the book of Ecclesiastes. But now, listen to what he says in verse 13, chapter 12. That's the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commandments, for this is everyone's duty. 14. Verse 14. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. But we are to fear God. We are to walk with God. And so what am I telling you? Don't get caught up in your past. Don't get stuck back there. You go ahead and deal with it. And you move on with God. Move on with God. Make a decision. I'm getting ready to close. Make a decision. If you're a dad, you're going to be the best dad you can be with God's help in 2022. And, of course, the rest of this year, too, and on. If you're a mom, make a decision. You're going to be the best mom you can be with God's help. If you made some bad decisions, put all that stuff behind you. Listen. God didn't give me this message for no reason. Somebody listening to me right now, and some of you in this room and some of you that are out there watching, you can relate to this. And the devil is tearing your head up because of decisions you have made, because of things you've done, because of things you've said. And God is saying, deal with it, confess it, put it behind you, and let's move forward. Because I got work for you. Solomon said, in conclusion, this is the final conclusion. Go back to 13 again. I want you to leave that with you. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God, obey his command. And if you do that for the rest of your life and not focus on the failures, the sins, You deal with them, you get them behind you, you move on. And God will use you. And you will be a good soldier, equipped and ready for the master's use. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Is there a hallelujah out here somewhere?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Father, thank you. I thank you so much, dear Lord, that you haven't given up on us, but we do have another chance. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us for our failures, our sins, our lack of achievements, or whatever it is that's holding us back. May we do what you said in your word. Cast all those cares and those weights over on you and go free and serve you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And I want to speak to those that are viewing live stream right now. If you have not received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and your Savior, I want to extend that invitation to you right now. He loves you.